tried to weed us out, undo our roots. Touch the soil, fingertips will tell the truth. The river red like Baton Rouge, we sing the blues. We ain't grow up with no mental health inside the schools.
Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM, Nudia in the afternoon here with you. That song, 4K Nostalgia, by Rich Robbins, who we have in the building. Hello.
Yo, yo, what's going on, Nudia? Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I'll finally meet you, too.
Finally have a proper introduction.
I know. I've played so much of your music. I've heard you on Vocalo on our little promos. So it's nice. It's nice for you to come by. Yeah. And look, I love when people come by with exclusives, okay? You have new music. You have a new album out.
Yeah, yeah.
That song from the new album, right?
Yeah.
What was your inspiration for this album? You know, like, how long did this project take to cook up?
This was probably like over the course of 2 years that this project took to cook up. I got to give a big shout out to Studio Shapes, who really helped form the whole concept of the album, the sound of the album, you know. But In Good Taste is really inspired by kind of the exploration of different taste levels throughout life. You know, like the album is kind of broken up into, like, I guess you could say, like, four chapters. The first would be like the taste of self. And then the second would be like the taste of, like, aesthetic, you know, what you choose to put on your body and why you choose to, like, dress as fly as you do, you know. And then it's the taste of love and kind of exploration with who you choose to be romantic with or who you choose to kind of share yourself with. And then it's kind of the taste of, like, family and how that all of that taste level applies to sometimes, like, generationally, like, we inherit taste, you know, and we inherit, like, reasons why we are. And so the album kind of explores all of that, but it's all in good taste. And it's all, like, you know, we don't overindulge in one thing too long. We, like, you know, we keep it moving.
Yeah. And what's 4K Nostalgia about?
4K Nostalgia, so that was the first track technically for the album, and that kind of came out of accident. I showed up to Studio Shapes with, like, a folder of five songs that I wanted to work on. 4K was not one of those songs, but we had a little bit of time while we were setting up, you know, and I was like, let me just play y'all this, like, experimental kind of joint that I've been playing, and everybody in the room was like, hold up. Let's, like, take out these drums. Galaxy Francis added some other drums, and then Renzel started cooking up, and then before you knew it, we had this, like, really cinematic, beautiful song, this sound, you know, and the album kind of took inspiration from that. And so for me, 4K Nostalgia, the name is kind of random, right? Like, it's like, it's kind of like this oxymoron of, like, 4K is, like, really clear, really modern, really new, nostalgia being, like, really old and just kind of back in the day. And so a lot of the song is talking about things that we have kind of gone through. Like, we didn't grow up with any mental health in school, battling with like inner demons and the moral compass kind of being off and just feeling like we don't have the resources that we need. That is like a very, we are experiencing it today, but it's a very nostalgic feeling though. It's a very old kind of, you know, loop that we're in. So that's where the 4K Nostalgia kind of came in. And then Lila Soul really graced it with some beautiful strings and a beautiful transition and outro. And that became like the backbone of the whole project, you know.
When you talk about In Good Taste, you said the album is a love letter to the culture, a thank you to the city.
Yeah.
Because you're originally from Philly, and then now you are in Oak Park. You've been here 7 years, right?
I believe. So the lore is I was actually born in Oak Park. I was raised in Philly, and then I came back to Oak Park for high school, and I've lived in Chicago for like a good 7 years now, yeah. So that's like, that's kind of the
okay,
the timeline.
So technically you were born here. I was going to say, because like, I was going to say, how long before you could say like, I'm a Chicago person?
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
But you know, my whole family is from Chicago, you know? And so like, that's, Chicago is the motherland for me. That's like, my mother's family grew up in Little Village. They've always stayed around the area. And so every time, like, even when we were in Philly, we would come back frequently, you know, to just to visit. Taste of Chicago was like a thing that we went to all the time, you know, like the Chicago staples I knew very much growing up, you know, but I just didn't live here, you know. I've always felt like I was from here. I feel like I'm from both places, really, you know, but like I became an adult here. I grew up somewhere else. So I spent my childhood somewhere else, but this is where I became an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, because I've been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
And now, like, when I'm at shows and they're like, who's from Chicago? I'm like, me.
Yeah, you feel it. Yeah.
Like, I want to be from Chicago so bad. So bad.
But it is an interesting thing, right? Like, at what point can you start claiming a place?
That's like, what I was going to ask you, but I feel like Chicago's been in your life your whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to really answer that myself. I think it's just like, it's just a feeling that you get. You know, I think it's a give and take. When you nurture a space and it nurtures you back, then I think over time you become one with the community and one with the place that you're living in, you know, and then I think you can say that you, like, you're at least, like, I think you could tell outsiders you're from that space, you know, and then, mm-hmm. like, people that are inside, maybe you could, if you got time, you could dig in deep into the weeds of what that really means. But at the end of the day, like, I know people recognize you, you know, like, people know the work that you do in the city. So I don't think anybody would be like, nah, you can't say that, you know?
Yeah, no, I was on a date and got recognized.
Yeah.
And I felt really cool. Yeah. I was like, just so you know, this doesn't, I know it looks like it happens often, it does not.
Come on, you know,
but
it happens often.
This was
on.
A good moment for it to happen, if it was going to happen.
For real.
It is really cool because, of course, you have this new project. And, you know, us here at Vocal, we actually kind of heard about your project from other artists.
Mm.
So that's kind of cool when not only you're speaking about your music, but you have other artists talking about your music and how they're excited for your project to come out.
Yeah.
You know, we spoke about Clarice and we spoke to Clarice and, you know, she mentioned that she was excited for the track that she is featured on in your project. What are some other features you have?
Oh, okay. So, well, first shout out Clarice. We got a really dope record coming out. Let's see. The Mind is also featured on the album. Femme Dot is featured on the album. Renzel. So Renzel is the owner of Studio Shapes and the lead producer at Studio Shapes. But we got him to feature on the project too. So I'm excited for people to actually hear him, his voice on a chorus. And then there's a lot of, like, there are more features, but there's also a lot of just, like, instrumentalists that are participating in it, too, and producers that are part of it. So I think that's really what I mean by this is, like, a letter to the city and the culture, you know, is, like, this is kind of a culmination of a lot of different walks of Chicago artistry and creatives in Chicago coming together. Our studio sessions would be, like, out of a movie. And somebody had to check me on it real quick and be like, yo, when you were younger, imagine looking at a studio session like this where there's, like, we had every room in Studio Shapes occupy, like, they're working on track 6 in this room, and they're working on track 3 in this room, and then the vocalists are putting together a vocal arrangement in this room, and then we got one engineer working on some, like, a different record over there, and it's all happening at the same time, you know? And so I've never had sessions like that before, so to be in a position where I could just, like, I felt like yay, like, I was
like
walking
Pharrell,
around
right?
Pharrell,
or
like,
Timberland.
I was like, walking around like, okay, this sound good, nah, let's take this out, you know? And I'm like, wow, like, this is what a crazy, like, journey has been to be able to even feel confident in a room full of these dope artists to be like, nah, this is what we're looking for, y'all. This is, like, this is the intention of this project and this music right here, you know? And for them to be on board with it, they all have so much faith in the project, you know? So that's love. I'm glad that people are out here talking about it, championing it, you know?
No, it is really cool to hear that. And it sounds like it was a really magical journey to make that, you know? It is, that's something you see in, like, a Kanye documentary or something, you know, like running around from studio to studio and stuff. When you talk about this project, because there's one thing to finish it, right?
Yeah.
And then automatically, where do you go to next? Are you like, we got to plan shows? We got to do a tour. Do we got to, or where's your mind at once the project's done?
Well, you know, ideally the shows are already booked by the time the album gets finished, right? And so, like, we, you know, we're doing Lincoln Hall September 11th that I'm really excited about. And that's going to be the album release show. But then, you know, beyond that, it's really like it becomes like then my artist hat comes off and then it's like the marketing hat comes on, you know, like what are the digital marketing strategies that we can occupy? And then what are like some of the physical things that we could do, like the places that we could show up? I've been telling people like showing up to places and just talking about what you do is a part of the job. Like that's as much as like you want to just be an artist locked in the studio, being present in other people's spaces and really celebrating other people's work is a part of the promotion of your own work too, you know? So I feel like when one of us wins, we are all winning in Chicago, right? Like it's not really competitive. It shouldn't be competitive like that. Sometimes the egos clash and everything. I understand that, but at the end of the day, even like when it comes to like if a photographer gets booked for a really big gig, that's a win for all of us, y'all, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and if I get on, that's a win for everybody that was a part of the project and everybody that's associated with those people on the project, you know, et cetera. So that's really where the mindset goes is like, how do we now take this project and make it a winnable moment for everybody?
You already mentioned you have your album release show coming up September 11th. Are there any other dates that people need to look out for?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So we're going to be doing the Cultural Center Under the Dome October 23rd. Also, I'm super geeked about that just because the Cultural Center is such a beautiful
venue. It is a cool venue.
And I've like the second I walked in there, I was like, my music would be so good in this space. Like, we got the good taste, and then we got this really tasteful venue, you know, so we're going to rock out there. We got a release party coming up. We got to do a release party where everybody could just come and celebrate. I'm going to hold the day a little close to that, you know, just so that nothing gets jinxed or anything before we throw that on. But I would say, yeah, that's September 11th. September 4th is when the album comes out, and then October 23rd. Save those 3 dates and you'll be good.
I mean, that's coming up fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah.
You are a longtime friend of Vocalo.
Yeah.
You know, you and Vocalo definitely go back.
We go way back, yeah.
You go way back. What has been, like, one of your favorite memories of Vocalo? You've brought by so much music. We have so much music of you in the system.
Yeah.
Like, what's one song that you've brought and you've been like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I'm excited for this track.
Oh, I mean, Balance, which is coming up right now. That's like Balance. I've been super excited because ever since we made Balance. So Balance was the second record that was made for the album. When we made that, I was like, oh, this is a Vocalo record right here. Like they could play this, and this could become like a Chicago radio staple. I feel like, especially with The Mind on it. Shout out The Mind. He's one of my favorite artists in general. So like to be working with him on this record is a dream come true. But I'd say one of my favorite memories. So for a long time, there's a record called Red Car that Vocalo was playing. And there was like this, I forget who had me do this, but I did like a little radio, you know, like, this is Rich Robbins and like, you're tuning into Vocalo. And I would say something like, this is Rich Robbins pulling up in a red car. Like you're now tuned into Vocalo radio. And so many people would send me that little clip, or they'd be like, yo, I just heard like Red Car on Vocalo. And so that song meant a lot to me personally, but then to see how it kind of moved through the city because of Vocalo, that was dope. Like, Red Car being in everybody's car, for real. That was like, that was cool, you know?
No, that's so funny. I love that. No, I love hearing the drops. We are going to get to the second track you brought, which is an exclusive.
Yes.
I love an exclusive.
Yes.
You know, people haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
The song is called Balance. Tell us a little bit about the creation of this song.
Yeah. Okay. So this song was made, I had a birthday party at Classic Studios maybe about a year ago, a year and a half ago, something like that. And we made that birthday party like the session for the song. And so again, like, I just love these like sessions where people are like, there's just a lot of energy in the space, you know? Like, a lot of times when we're working on music, the feedback process is so important, but to get the feedback live in real time, that's really crucial. Then you don't have to like worry about, you know, like a month later, I'm still getting feedback on it. No, like, we got all the feedback we needed in the space, you know? And so like, it was like, there were people that were not musicians there. There were people that were musicians in there, and we cooked this record up. And this is really all about finding balance through people that you love and leaning on people that you love and kind of like humbling yourself to be like, you know what, I can't do this by myself. And I've heard so many artists be like, I'm self-made, I did this all by myself. Not a single person did it all by themselves.
No, that's,
you know,
true. That's so true.
That's what this song is about, for real. Yeah.
Even if you think you did it by yourself, you heard something that someone said, you heard advice somewhere, and you know what, you don't have to do everything by yourself. I think that's a nice thing, realizing like, no, I don't need, it doesn't need to be all me.
Yeah, you need that village.
And where could people check in with you? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
Yeah, if you just follow at Rich Robbins on Instagram and then Rich Robbins _ on TikTok. Those are two really good places. And then YouTube, we'll be dropping some music videos. We put out the 4K
video. I was going to ask about music videos.
Yeah. We have this beautiful, beautiful 4K nostalgia music video that's like this dinner table party motif that's going on. The Balance music video drops soon too. And that's taking inspiration from the 4K video. So I'm really big into like world building and doing that through the music, but also doing that through the visuals we present too. So I'm excited for people to see those.
We have Balance queued up.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and introduce it, and we'll just play it right now.
Come on. This is Rich Robbins. You're about to listen to Balance on Vocalo Radio. Looking for balance. Wanting more
balance. Searching for balance. This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram at Vocalo or on TikTok at Vocalo.radio. 2020, it ain't complex. We done came a long way like a cobweb. It turned me on when she complimented my progress.